Okay, here we go. Parshas Chukas Tavshin Ayin Ches. Learn Shmein Zchus of Rosh Hashem of Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. So you know, there's a beautiful idea we quoted earlier in the week, but I thought it'd be very apropos to mention again that the Kuznets are Magid, the Rosh Yisrael of Kuznets, Zchus of Ganaleinu, has a beautiful idea in the end of Rishon. The Pasuk says, V'chol Kli Pasuach, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tezvav, V'chol Kli Pasuach, Asher Ein Samid Pasil Olav Tamehu. And the Pasuk says that any open vessel has no cover to close it is tummy. So the Kuznets of Magid says when a person's mouth is always open, your mouth is always open. And you don't have anything to close it, it's tummy. If you have something that comes to your head and you don't know how to close it, at the end of the day, it's tummy. So we all have sometimes thought to come to our mind that we should say, we shouldn't say. How does a person control their thoughts? How can we say that L'maisa, how does a person be able to? It's a very nice, beautiful idea of the Kuznets of Magid. When someone has an inappropriate Lashon Hara thought or other types of thoughts, how does a person squander that away? So we know, very famously, the Magen Avraham writes in Orach Chaim, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei, the end of Siftes, that this week is Parshas Chukas, and in 12, I believe the year was 12... 1242, in the year 1242 in Paris, it's brought down by the Magen Avraham that there were 20 or 24 wagon loads filled with Sfarim that were burned in Paris by the agents of the church and King and the certain King Louis the what IX is, whatever IX stands for, and Amaisa was a very 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 such a terrible day, so much so that they announced a fast day. And that's offensive for class well to be able to take part of. And it's nothing to do with the date. It has something to do with the Parsha. It's known in the Sfarim as the Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas fast. Why do they do it through Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas? Because they looked at the Targum that week and opening second Pasuk says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. What does the uncle say? Dog Zera Daraisa. This was the decree of the Torah. So somehow, some way, the Rishonim in 1242, they saw that this was a Xer from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that this Dafka on Friday there would be a burning of Torah. So we started off with Avod Yisrael. We came to the Magen Avraham. What's the connection between holding our tongue or holding our brains and the burning of Torah? And the burning of the Torah is in Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. So it brings me to a beautiful sefer that I got this week, Baruch Hashem, the Noam Eliezer. Noam Eliezer, it was the previous school on a Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer Zusha of Portugal, Zuchus of Galeno. Crazy stories about him in the Holocaust, being tortured by Nazis. Tremendous, tremendous, beautiful, beautiful sefer. So he writes in his sefer on Tefillah Shacharis, he says a beautiful idea about Torah. Specifically on Berachas Torah. He says, why is it that Chazal instituted that the first bracha of Berachas Torah, we say, La Sopa Devei Torah, and then we say, Vaharevna, right? We say we should deal with it, and then it should be sweet. He says, we should really say it should be sweet, and then we should deal in it. So he says a beautiful idea. He quotes the Taz, who writes to him in Mem Zayin, Sevkot and Hey. And he says, well, why do we say no sin of Torah? Right, we don't say Natan Torah that Hashem gave us a Torah. No sin of Torah, we say He's the giver of Torah. That every single day, every single generation, says the Taz, every single minute, every single day, we're reaccepting the Torah. And he says that's exactly what Chazal tells us in Shemos Yutes Alf. Byom Hazeh Bomid Bar Sina. What does it mean by Mazeh? That each day Chazal tells us in Brachos and Samachim Amid Beis. That each day we have to view it as if we got it that day. And therefore, the Noam Eliezer goes on. The Skulana Rebbe goes on and quotes the Rebbe, the Kedushas Levi. It says in Parshas V'aschanan that someone who's davuk in Torah, someone who feels the Kedusha of Torah, and wherever he goes, he's learning Torah, he's thinking Torah, he's living Torah. It's as if he's living at Matan Torah that day. In the words of the Kedushas Levi, the Kasher Ish Yisrael davuk b'ora Torah yochel liskos gam atal hasim adrega zulish mami amai men har Sinai. When a Jew is so davuk in Torah, thinking in Torah, thinking deeper thoughts, repeating over Divrei Torah, or the stories like they say from the Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zuchus Ganalino, or Rav Moshe, they used to see him walking in the streets. He used to be mumbling everything in their mouths. They would be reciting Mishnayos and Pesukim by heart. Says the Kedushas Levi, when a person does that, you connect yourself to Har Sinai. Because the giving of Torah is new every day. So says the Skulon Rebbe, why is it Lasok first and then we say Vaharevna? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see who is in it to win it. Lasok means who's going to be able to put the Yagi in it. Who's going to be able to put the toil into it. And says the Taz, once we say a Chodesh Baruch Hu, we're going to put the toil into it. Last Sopa Devei Torah, everything we do is going to be in Torah. then we could say, Chodesh Baruch Hu, we want to feel the Harev now, then we want to feel the sweetness of Torah as well. Which reminds me really of the Gemara and Brachas, I believe in Yod Aleph and Bebeis. Toso says over there, Toso says, why is it that we have a Havsaka, that when it comes to Havsaka by leaving the Sukkah, we have to make a new Bracha every single time, but when it comes to Torah, every single time you go to work and you come back to the Beis Midrash at night, you don't have to make a new bracha, says Tosos, and Yud Aleph Beis, I believe. It shows us that every single minute is Torah. Every single minute is a new type of, every single minute is a new type of Matan Torah. So how is it, going back now to Avos Yisrael, how is it that a person can try to guard their tongue? Maybe we could say, when a person is in love with Torah so much, when a person feels close to the Torah, when a person feels close to the Rabbonu Shalom, he's constantly, obviously, very satisfied with his previous achievements. He's satisfied with his previous goals, but he only uses that to propel himself for the future. Every single day is a new Matan Torah. So that's what maybe we could say that Avos Yisrael says, that's what the Pasuk says, Chokli Pasuch Asher Ein Samen Pasuch Lev Tomehu. Someone whose mouth is always open, but they don't think about what they come. You know why? Because they're not thinking of the Torah. But a person who's dovek to the Torah, says like the Noam Eliezer quoted from the Kiddushah Slavi. Someone who's dovek in Torah, it's as if you're at Har Sinai. And I think how apropos is it to be on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas to talk about Kiddushah of Torah, that if 20 or 24 wagon loads filled of Sefer Torah that were burned, including many works of Bali Tosis as well, it's brought down. How important is this for us to be able to speak about the Kedusha of Torah? How important is this for us to be able to understand? And now in the summer months, we know how there's so many distractions, with so much time off, so much time off to be able to learn Torah. Obviously, everyone has their own calculations of learning and this and that. But you have to remember that the number one way to fight the Yetzirah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not just Bodhidus, it's not Tefillah, it's not Chesed, and those are all beautiful things. Barasi lo Yetzirah, barasi lo Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzirah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but you want to know the medicine against it? The medicine against it is dafka to the Torah. And this is the Rambam. The Rambam says a person only has machzor v'zoros when his mind is empty of Torah. Then we went from the Avodas Yisrael to the Magen of Ram, who writes that these 20-24 wagon loads were burnt at the crisp. But then we said it from the Noam Eliezer. Why is it we say Lasok and then we say Vaharevna? Because we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu every single day is Lasok. Every single day we want to put the Amelus and we view it as our Sinai. And then once we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we're ready to, it's a constant 24/7 Lasok, then we're Zochet to the Vaharevna. Then we're Zochet to the Hefar Sinai every single minute. And then we're Zochet to be able to feel the Kedusha of Torah. And then the any thoughts that come to our head, the Kushan Sir Magad said, we're going to be able to say no. We have it summit, and we're going to be tar. How does a Jew stay tar, especially in the summer months? We say tar, dafka, by through learning Torah. Just be able to end off with a maisa. Say from the Kotzka Rebbe, the chassid once came to him, and he said, Rebbe, I have a very hard time controlling my thoughts. Whenever I'm davening Shmon Esrei, things come into my head, I can't get them out. So the Rebbe said, okay, go home, we'll talk about it tomorrow. So the guy goes home, and he sees that there's some of the chassidim, they're taking out his fridge, they're taking out his couch. And he said, "No, what are you doing? That's my couch. That's my fridge. Those are my beds. What are you doing?" He said, "We're listening to the instructions of our Rebbe." Who's your Rebbe? The Kotzker Rebbe. He runs back to the Kotzker Rebbe and says, "Rebbe, what's going on over here? You instructed your chassidim to steal my furniture, to steal my beds and kitchen and my fridge." So he said, "I wanted to teach you a lesson. The lesson is that the same way you feel a bialus, you feel an ownership over your bed, over your fridge and your furniture, you should feel an ownership over your thoughts. You should feel an ownership over your personality. You should feel an ownership of the things that come in and out of your head and in and out of your mouth." And obviously, the number one way to be able to do that, Kotzker Rebbe didn't say that, but I think he would agree, is dafka through the Torah. The Kotzker was saying to this chassid, you have the ability to control it. My bracha, my tefillah, to myself, and to the tefillah, my tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be zocha, be able to have the wherewithal to be able to learn Torah as much as we can, qualitatively, quantitatively, be able to understand. If we want to be able to control our thoughts and control the things that come out of our mouth, it dafka comes through to the Holy Torah. And that's what it means. Right? The Kushan Samaritan says that it's going to be tameh. But how do you have a kli pasuach if it's summit? And how do you have to be fastened? How do you have to be stationed? If there's Torah going on in a person's head, in a person's life, what better time to be able to talk about the Kedusha of Torah, especially on this Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, where 20 or 24 wagon loads, different gears, where they brought down by the Magen Avram, says that they were burnt. So dafka, we should be zochah to be able to take this lesson of Zos Chukas HaTorah, And we know that Chazal famously say in Brachos, "Zos haTorah Adam ki yomas ba'ol ein divrei Torah miskayim el mishe meizas atzmalein." Torah is only miskayim for those people that be able to kill themselves over. They really make themselves, they make themselves part of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to feel the kedusha of Torah in every single day, every single minute. And even when we're not learning, even when it's hard, you know, to understand that we're getting so much schar, right? Just to be able to say one last word. They say from the Darach Einam of Slanim, the Gemara says in Tambid, it says, Kol Osa Torah Balayla, that the Shechina is Kenegda. So the Darach Einam says, what does that mean? Obviously, the Parshat Pshat Ram says the Iker Tanya able to learn Torah is at night. He says, Kol Osa Torah Balayla, Shechina is Negda. When things are going wrong in your life, but yourself, Kol Osa Torah Balayla, in nighttime, when things are going wrong and confusing, and the Shekhinah says, oh, I'm with you. You're learning Torah even when things are hard. I'm going to be with you. Chosh Baruch Hu Shabbos is to learn Torah, to be able to come closer to the Baruch Hashem. And we should be able to do this. We'll be Zoyche to have a beautiful, beautiful summer, a beautiful Zimmer, a beautiful summer. We'll be Zoyche to be able to dance in the streets of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Shabbos.